Would you look in your bulletin, take out this yellow insert. It says, Our Call to Healing Prayer. And put a pencil in your hand, if you would. And if you have your Bibles, you might want to turn to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. And let's join together in prayer as we prepare to look at God's Word. Lord, we welcome your presence here today, and we ask that you would speak to us very clearly through your Word. And may it change the way we think and live. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's message has been well over 2 years in the making. Behind it are hundreds of hours of prayer, long meetings, a great deal of planning, and a team of people who have sensed God's call on their life to be involved in a healing prayer ministry. It goes all the way back to one of the members of our church, Jennifer Erickson, who has been praying for this for years. And it goes back to my sabbatical 2 years ago when I was in England and the Lord birthed this in my heart. At the time, May and I were visiting a wonderful church, Holy Trinity, in Brompton. If you've ever heard of the Alpha Ministry, it started in that church. And we experienced a wonderful worship service, one of the most moving we've been in. And at the end of the service, no big fanfare, no sensationalism. They simply gave an invitation to people if they would like to be prayed over. And they had well-trained prayer teams that prayed over people. And that birthed something in my heart to say, Lord, one day I would love to have a biblically based, God-glorifying, stable, healing prayer ministry at Cherrydale. When I came back from my sabbatical, I began to talk to the deacons about this. We emphasized more and more praying over people, as James 5 says, when they're sick. Today, at the end of this service, our deacons will be over by the harpsichord to pray for you if you need that. I preached on healing. And then a team of people began to form. We met together last May. We prayed. In September, one of our deacons, Mark Menard, began to head up this team. In November, Dave Erickson joined the team. And they started meeting every Sunday night. They've been doing that for months now, praying and preparing. This past January, they offered a training course for people interested in the healing prayer ministry. And today we have 13 people who have been well-trained, they're walking with Christ, and are part of this healing prayer ministry. They see it as an extension of the ongoing prayer ministry at Cherrydale, a part of our vision, and it gives them time to spend time with individuals who really could use a focus on prayer for their healing. Now, hearing all that, you might say, are you sure this is biblical, Pastor King? I'm glad you asked. Yes, it's biblical. Look at James chapter 5, verse 16. Let's read the verse together. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Now, whenever a verse starts with therefore, you always ask, what's the therefore, therefore? The context. And right above this, it talks about going to the elders of your church if you're sick and ask them to pray for you and anoint you with oil and about healing coming. And then it says, therefore, since that is going on in a local church, here's how the rest of the body should be relating to each other. You should be regularly confessing your sins to one another. That tells me that what God wants in the local church is an environment where we're authentic, where we're obviously in small groups, and we're telling what's really going on in our lives. And in that context of authenticity and confidentiality, we pray for each other. And then the byproduct is healing. And then there's a reminder, the effective prayer of a righteous person walking with Christ in this context. It's very effective. This is a biblical ministry. One of my favorite verses is in the little book of 3 John. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. He offers a prayer to who he's writing this book to, and he says, I pray that you may prosper and that you may be healed as your soul prospers. Praying for healing. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the spiritual gift that some may have that brings healing to other people. Now, I went through my concordance this week just to be refreshed and looked up every single reference to healing in the Bible. And it may destroy some of your stereotypes. Some of mine were that if the healing ministry was authentic, it would be instant healing. That's not biblical. You find in the Bible, even some of Jesus' miracles of healing took a little bit of time. Remember the guy who was blind and Jesus took a process through. Hezekiah, who was healed, it was a 7-day process. Miriam, Moses' sister, a 3-day process. It's not always instant. I found out through people praying for each other, God does wonderful things. He heals their souls. He heals the brokenhearted. He heals people who are faithless. He drives apostasy out of hearts. He heals the mind. He heals the body. He even heals nations. He heals cities. God is really into healing prayer. Now, I'd like you to take your pencil out, because the moment you get into healing prayer ministries, I believe God is glorified and the enemy of our soul hates it. So he loves to get us off on tangents. I want you to take your pencil out and we're going to put 4 words. They all start with the word F. And before the F's, I want you to write the word healthy faith. We want a healing prayer ministry that is built on a healthy faith. And a healthy faith is Christ-centered. It is biblically based. Its motive is the glory of God, and it avoids the 4 F's. We want a healthy faith, first F, not fanaticism. We want to avoid the extremes, sensationalism, exhibitionism, ego trips. We're not into that. We don't think the scripture promotes that. We want to avoid it. The second thing we want to avoid is the formula approach. We want a healthy faith, not a formula. Now, you've seen this. People will pray for healing, and if you don't get healed, what do they say? Well, you didn't have enough faith. If you go check that out in Scripture, there is not always a direct correlation between faith and healing. It's not direct. So be careful of anybody telling you, if you just had enough faith, you would have been healed. I've seen that destroy people's lives. Others might say things like this. Well, you obviously have sin in your life, and that's why you're not healed. Now, that may be true, but there's not always a direct correlation to sin and sickness and healing in the Bible. So be careful if somebody has a formula. Here is the formula. Plug it in. Guaranteed you'll be healed. That's not the kind of ministry we're talking about. We're not promoting a formula. We're simply saying this. God tells us to do it. He tells us to pray for each other and pray for healing. And we just do it. And then we leave the results to God. And you're going to get one answer or the other. You're going to get a yes or a not yet. But either way, you just trust God. The third F we want to avoid is healthy faith, not fate. Now, fate. Some believers do this. I've talked to them. They're sick. They've got health problems. I ask, have you prayed over it? Not really. I'm just kind of accepting it. It's just my lot in life. Well, you ought to be praying over that. Why aren't you fighting it? Don't just give in to that. Don't accept it as fate. You should be asking God, because he is glorified when you seek him and you trust him. And if he wants this to stay, yes, trust him. But you ought to be trusting him and getting prayer support for that. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And where does he live? Inside of us. And he brings healing to people. The fourth F is fiction. This is the secular view. The secularist would say prayer doesn't make any difference. What's going to happen is happening. And what you need to do is just go see a medical doctor. Now, a lot of Christians fall right into that. They quickly run to a medical doctor and never dawns on them, why don't I get the body of Christ to pray for me? That should be a part of what we do as believers in Jesus Christ. That's a healthy faith, not just medical exclusively, but also praying. When we pray, We bring honor and glory to God. We show we're dependent upon Him. And Lord, oh, how I need you. And I will trust you with the results. It's a commandment to pray. God works through our prayers, and He wants us to seek Him. Now, with that as a foundation, I want you to hear from the two leaders of this ministry. And here's where my comfort level goes up. I know these men well. I've known them for years. Their doctrine is strong. They meet with a team every Sunday night. And they're going to give you an overview of this ministry. And then your job is to join in praying that this ministry will be greatly used of God. The leaders are Dave Erickson. He's the one that's not as tall as the other guy, Mark Menard. Mark's the tall guy. Dave will come first.
Good morning. It's a privilege to share a little bit of the Healing Prayer Ministry with you this morning. Pastor King has outlined some of the background that shaped our thinking as we developed this ministry. We began last fall to ask if we are prepared to say yes to God, if we're seeking to be faithful to God's command that we would be about prayer for healing, then how does this look? Where do we go from here? And we set out four markers that would guide us as we went forward. The first is that the Healing Prayer Ministry would be biblically based, consistent with Cherrydale's doctrine, and furthering Cherrydale's vision. We were so aware that the whole practice of healing prayer ministry really has been neglected by the mainline church and more recently the evangelical church for hundreds of years. And during this time, various efforts in the area of prayer for healing have developed, but oftentimes they've been in fringe groups and have had errors of doctrine and practices that, frankly, aren't necessarily biblically based. And so we realize that as we begin to seek to learn and understand and research what had been happening in the area of healing prayer, as we talk with people in other churches that have developed healing prayer ministries, that we needed to constantly be sifting what we were exposed to, what we were learning through this screen. Is it biblically based? Is it solid according to Scripture? Is it consistent with Cherrydale's doctrine? And it was a fascinating process for us to go through. But at the end of the day, we have been more and more convinced that God wants to bring healing in the body of Christ. Healing in terms of our physical needs, yes, but also healing in terms of emotional needs and spiritual needs. And so we begin to work ever harder, asking, what is God calling a healing prayer ministry to be in this place? Not what is it somewhere else, what is it to be at Cherrydale? That was the first marker, biblically based, consistent with Cherrydale's doctrine. The second focus of our work as we developed the healing prayer ministry was the recognition that this isn't some standalone esoteric activity. It is a natural extension of other prayer work here at Cherrydale. We want the healing prayer ministry to be part of the fabric of a praying church. We recognize that one of the primary places of prayer is in the LifeQuest small groups, where there is transparency and accountability. Prayer also happens with the deacons, and it's been mentioned already that this is the Sunday when the deacons will pray with people after the service. Prayer also happens with great faithfulness on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night here at the church. And there are people that are praying, hopefully all of you, every day, all through the week. So this is a ministry to come alongside the existing prayer ministries, and Mark Menard will say a little bit more about that in a minute. The third marker that guided us was that this ministry would be properly structured. First is that it would be under authority of the pastors and the deacons of this church and the congregation as a whole. It wouldn't be some fringe effort going on, finding its way on its own. Second is that it would be practiced by teams, always prayer teams. And so there'd be mutual support and accountability and insight and giftedness in the process of practicing healing prayer. And the third element of a properly structured ministry is that it would be carried out by people who are members of Cherrydale, so that everyone who's part of the ministry has accepted and embraced the doctrine of this church and is under the authority of this church. So the first three markers were biblically based, consistent with Cherrydale's doctrine. Second, a natural extension of the prayer life of this church. Third, that this ministry would be properly structured. And fourth, that we're not oriented toward the sensational. Our bottom line objective is to seek the glory of God. And we believe that God wants to be glorified by providing his healing grace in this body in a way that hasn't happened up to now. So we want to seek in all things to glorify God and to manifest the compassion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we go into this ministry, we're unequivocally clear that we cannot do anything to bring about healing on our own, that God is the healer. And Scripture is abundantly clear that God longs to heal his people. As we begin to learn more about the ministry and what it would look like here at Cherrydale, consistent with these four markers, we offered a class in March of this year, and about 25 people pretty consistently came for 4 weeks to get some exposure to what is this business of healing prayer. After the 4 weeks, we invited those that felt a clear sense of calling to further explore a healing prayer ministry to continue for another 7 weeks. And in that time, we begin not only to deepen our exposure to and understanding of the practice of healing prayer, but to actually begin to practice it with one another. And I can tell you that we were privileged to see God work in our own lives, deep healing in our lives. That was a great encouragement for us and a great affirmation of what it is that we believe God has called us to be a part of here at Cherrydale. As a result of that training, we have a team of 13 people who are prepared to pray with people who are seeking physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. We're clear that we are not counselors, we're not therapists, we're not psychiatrists or psychologists or medical practitioners. Our goal is to listen, and we know that genuine, deep listening itself can be healing. But to listen to those who come for prayer, and then together with them, to go before the throne of grace and seeking God for the healing that Scripture says he wants to do in our lives. So Mark Menard will come now and share a little bit more about how this ministry is unfolding here within Cherrydale and how we see its future developing and how we would like to invite you to participate.
Good morning. I'm the tall guy. So Dave described the journey that we went through to come to this point, and my objective now is to talk a little bit about how practically we see the future and what we want to do with this ministry as we move forward. And first of all, I think one of the things I want to share is the vision we have for this ministry and the size of the needs that we see for this ministry. And one of the things that is important is that we believe that this ministry has a lot, will face a lot of needs in our church. And there are two reasons for that. The first one is that we all, in our lives, in our family, we all face suffering, we all face sickness, we all face difficulties. So we know that there are needs in all of us. And as Dave was mentioning earlier, when going through the process ourselves of developing this ministry, God was healing us himself. And the The second point, which is important, is that the vision of our church is to also go outside towards the Arlington area and to spread this vision for love, loving God and loving others. And so we see also here a potential for more needs for this ministry. Practically, what we have put in place for this ministry has two basic options, and they have been already implemented for a certain time with the teams that have been formed. The first one is what we call the walk-in prayer. It is a fixed time in the month. It's actually the second Sunday of and the fourth Sunday of each month. During the first service, so it's an early morning ministry, but from 8:30 to 9 and from 9 to 9:30, we have two blocks of 30 minutes where one can come and pray for 30 minutes with one of the prayer teams. The prayer teams are normally two or maybe three persons. And the detail for this walking ministry is at the bottom of your yellow insert. You find the location, the time, and also you find one request which is important. You have an email address, and if you plan to send someone or to come, we appreciate a quick email just as a warning as we try to plan the teams. It's not mandatory, but it's helpful for us. During this half an hour, we essentially come to We essentially listen and come to God and ask and pray for His grace. And one of the most important aspects of this ministry is to also have another option for more complex needs and when we need to go deeper in prayer with someone. And this is what we call the scheduled prayer meetings. So they are not walking at a fixed time. They are an agreement between a team and someone requesting prayer. And what we do for those, it's normally repetitive. And for what we do during the first meeting is to obviously pray and listen. But we also try to discern what could be the next step for prayer. Do we need to schedule several prayer meetings? But also, which is very important, do we have the right environment in terms of medical support, or maybe we need to have a professional counseling or whatever support that might be needed by the person? So we try to go through that, discuss that, and identify how we can pray with a person, because our purpose is really prayer, healing prayer, and not, as was mentioned, counseling or other type of medical advice. It is critical, as mentioned earlier, that this ministry is seen as an extension of all of the ministries of the church, where we should continue to pray for healing. And the first ministry, the first of all, is myself, is every one of us. As Steve mentioned earlier, we are called for praying in case of sickness, so this will continue. This, our ministry doesn't replace that. And we still have all this responsibility to pray for those around us. I'll give you three other examples of how the ministries of the church can be complemented by the healing prayer ministry. One, which is documented here, second Sunday of the month, which is today, the deacons will come in the front at the end of the service and offer the possibility for healing prayer, exactly in application of James 5, 14 and 15. And this will continue. Will continue in the same way, and this is a biblical foundation, and this ministry is very important. What the healing prayer ministry will offer is an additional option for the deacons to send to us someone who they discern will need additional prayer that they cannot offer in this short time frame at the end of the service. Another good example is a small group, LifeQuest small groups. This is a natural place where, while in the small group, everyone is sharing their burden, their difficulty, there will be also requests for healing prayer. And this should continue. The small group is a perfect place for this prayer to take place in the environment of this small group. But also, in some cases, the leader of the small group would like to send to us someone who needs more prayers or additional healing prayers that cannot be offered within the small group. And this is another example of this complementarity. The third example I will use is the prayer ministry of this church that has done for years a fantastic job of praying for those who suffer and need healing. This should continue again through the many vehicles that the prayer ministry has in this church. And also we can use that example to draw a line or a differentiation between these ministries. Our ministry is only a ministry where we pray when the person is here with us. So we do not pray for missionaries. We don't pray for people in the family who might be on the other side of the United States or in a foreign country. We basically need that team meeting with a person who requests prayers. So that's an additional dimension and differentiation with the prayer ministry. Having given this example, I would like to also mention the characteristics of one characteristic of our ministry. It is a ministry where we have placed a lot of emphasis on confidentiality. We understand that for many, healing prayer might be an environment where they want to share things that must stay completely confidential. And so as part of the class we have developed a number of standards for confidentiality, and we want to stick to these standards as we move forward. How do we see then the longer term future beyond these two options? We believe that there will be more needs, and therefore we have planned to have another class in the fall, and that will follow the same format as was described by Dave, probably an introduction that is a wider description, that is more open, but then a class to develop those who might see a calling in this area. And we hope that many in the church will have a calling to develop this ministry. And there are essentially two main aspects of this calling. One is as a member of a prayer team, and this is maybe the visible aspect of this ministry. And the other very important one is to work as an intercessor. I cannot say enough about the value of the intercessors that exist already in this church and are involved in so many prayer requests as part of the prayer ministry. We know that intercessors are essential also to support the healing prayer ministry, and we hope to engage and develop also more intercessors to support this ministry. Our journey will continue, and we've seen already by implementing the ministry so far a lot of things that the Holy Spirit did in our lives, but also in the first persons we had the privilege to pray with. And what I have learned, and I would like to stress as a request for this whole church, we need your prayers. If there is one ministry where we depend 100% and more on God, it's this ministry. We can do anything in this area without him. So we need your prayers to be able to bring each of the person requesting prayer to the Lord and receive his grace.
Thank you, Mark, tall guy. And Dave, thank you very much, both of you guys. Now, what part can we play? We can be intercessors for this ministry, and today we're going to officially commission the team members. And if you're a part of the Healing Prayer Ministry team, would you stand up? And then obviously these two fellows are a part, and I'd like to ask you to go down and mingle among the people. We're going to ask you folks around these folks to just stand up and put your hands on them so we can pray over them and commission them to their healing prayer ministry. Would you do that? Go ahead and gather around them. Lord, we believe this is your direction and your call on our church. We've gone slow. We've tried to follow the scripture. We've gradually multiplied under your leadership. And Lord, we thank you for these that you have raised up who sense your call to be a part of a healing prayer ministry. We commission them to this call today. We pray, Lord, that they would continually walk with you, be full of the Holy Spirit, rooted in scripture, and be your agents of healing. Lord, we pray that you might multiply their efforts and raise up many more like them. And Lord, our desire is to be a prayer-driven church that brings great glory to your name. So we thank you and praise you for what you've done, Lord. Remind us to pray for this ministry daily. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.